We're continuing in our segment, We Know Who We Are, Do You Know Who You Are? You know, and that is very apropos statement. Most people don't have any idea of who they are and what our republic is all about. There's a lot of good people out here going down all kinds of rabbit trails and looking for their piece of remedy, and it's all right here in front of us, folks. And so, in an effort to bring forth the true facts as to how this was set up by our founding fathers, we're going to continue on tonight, and we're going to talk more in depth about the subject that we left off on last week, and that's the Northwest Ordinance. For those of you who would like to follow along, you can go to our republicfortheunitedstatesofamerica.org website. Look for the executive summary of 2021, and we're on page 7 of that summary. This is the historical facts. What is needed today, in my opinion, and in most of our executives in the Republic, is an understanding of the lawful actions of the Republic for the United States of America in the reinhabitation process. The recognition of the lawful interim government of the United States of America reinhabited is now known as the Republic for the United States of America. All enforcement must be relinquished back to the American people. What does that mean? That means that right now we have a de facto or a corporation that was stood up by our forefathers for an interim basis. Now they got the reins of power. They don't want to go away. But yet, President Trump, in his inauguration speech, promised that this wasn't a change of administration so much as a change of power. And he wanted to give this government back to the people. And he's doing his job. He's taken the central banks, the Federal Reserve, and put it back underneath the Treasury where it belongs. And he's doing a lot to expose the corruption and to bring forth the truth to the American people. But just like ourselves, we can't force you to learn or to come to the table and talk about where we as individuals and we as different groups can find common ground. And that's in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The reason that the Northwest Ordinance must be utilized to transition back to a full de jure Republican form of government is that the Northwest Ordinance was written in 1787, and it was one of the most important pieces of legislation enacted by Congress under the Articles of Confederation. Some historians have claimed that the principles of the Northwest Ordinance are so important that they actually form part of the Constitution. But before the Constitution, the Northwest Ordinance promised a Republican form of government for the territories. And it guaranteed that the residents of the territories would not be treated as second-class citizens, nor would they enter under the same terms as those states that were already part of the Union. The Northwest Ordinance ensured equality of rights of citizens of the new states with the rights of citizens of the states that had fought for the Revolution. Listed below are some fundamental rights, including trial by jury, habeas corpus, due process, religious freedom, excessive fines, cruel and unusual punishment, or banned. And so the Northwest Ordinance accelerated the Western expansion and established the policies for the creation of new states and the admission of those states into the Confederation. Once the Constitution was improved in 1789, the U.S. Congress made minor changes such that the President, with the advice and consent of the United States Senate, had the power to appoint and remove the governors and the officers of the territories instead of Congress. And on August 7, 1789, President George Washington signed the Northwest Ordinance into law. And the Supreme Court recognized the authority of the Northwest Ordinance in 1789 as constitutional in a U.S. Supreme Court Strader versus Graham. After it was codified by the first de jure Congress, it became known as One Statute 50. Therefore, the purpose of continuing of the provisional interim government until such time as valid general elections can be held, appointment power is conferred upon the office of the President of the Interim Republic by One Statute 50 to appoint provisional or interim governors, senators, representatives, and chief justices in the respective free states and territories, for a term continuing and commencing upon the consent of the Republic for the United States Senate, and having taken their oaths of office, and ending when the de jure office holders are seated following an election, with at least 30,000 certified voters, unless removed from office for cause. And so, the appointments for each territory, in addition to the above appointments, the courts must be convened to de jure under the Constitution and jurisdiction of the reestablished Republic. Enforcement must be returned under the rule of law. Banking must be corrected under the rule of law. And the monetary system must be corrected and be constitutional and lawful. Then rebuild the United States economy back to the great nation that it once was. Mainly a majority of the American people must want their respective American Republic back. And so this is how we do it, folks. Chief Justice Waters, would you care to comment on what I've just stated to the people?
Yes, sir. First, I find it interesting that our founding fathers were just smart enough to talk about having 30,000 certified voters. They didn't want just anybody walking across the border somewhere, coming into New York Harbor on a ship, and walking up to the voting booth and voting who they wanted for. No, they wanted certified voters. Now, in today's world, that would put a limit on who can vote and who can't. I think that answers all questions with a period. That would be my comment for right now, except for the fact, Governor, this particular law is the founding law of our nation, and we can never get away from it, because this is what the corporation has tried to do, but they could never find a way to get rid of it legally. So it is still on the books. They just never use it. That's why it's called re-inhabitation. We don't have to make anything new. We don't have to write any new laws. It's already there in black and white on paper. All we have to do is follow in their footsteps. Do what they wrote to do. Follow their example. The Father in heaven gave us this republic for a reason. And it wasn't just to sit here and look good. It was to sit here and do his will on this land for his people.
Thank you, Justice Waters. Gene Herger, author of Reinhabited, Books 1 and 2. Do you have anything to add? I know you've spent quite a bit of time working on this with President Geiger, and I appreciate your input.
Thanks, Governor Carpenter. I had the privilege of looking at the draft, but the genius behind this is President Geiger in law, and it's a perfect model for re-inhabiting the American Republic with the American people. What I'd like to say that maybe is a picture for the listener is that they're in a jurisdiction. When we live in a society, there's a government for that society socially, and that is what we know is a jurisdiction. And that's an important thing to understand, the jurisdiction that we live in and who we are in that jurisdiction. And right now, our generations are in this corporate democracy. It was a jurisdiction that came in fraudulently. And as that collapses, as our beautiful patriots behind the scenes have been working for so long in a plan to, and they knew that the corporation was going to collapse and the Federal Reserve is going to collapse because it was designed to not be forever. They had a purpose behind their creation. Just as the model was as the 13 colonies started to expand westward on the North American continent, and they would pick up territories, and then more people were emigrating over to the New World on the North American continent, and they started to expand westward into territories. They weren't yet states. They were territories. And there had to be a government for those territories so that the people would have civilization, so that there was due process and there was equality of rights for the people. And it was a covering. And once they met criteria as specified in the law with the Northwest Ordinance, that territory could become a state. And in the process of that, the president, back in 1789 when the Constitution was approved, Congress made changes so that the president, with the advice and consent of the United States Senate, had the power to appoint the governor and the officers of the territory instead of Congress. And that was the way that they got government set up in those territories, where they would work to meet the criteria of population, where they could become a state, where they could be self-sustaining and be a state. And today, in modern times, we could look at it as, okay, we as a people are going to do an exodus out of the corporate democracy. So we're coming out of a jurisdiction. When you come out of something, you have to go into something else. So we're going to change jurisdictions. We're going to come out of the corporate democracy, and we're going to go into the American Republic, which is our whole goal. So this is important to understand, that this is a rational, lawful way to populate the citizens of America into the de jure lawful jurisdiction of the original creation of our founding fathers.
Thank you, Jean. You know, people are looking for a solution. They're looking for a lawful way to proceed in these days of turmoil and confusion. And we've been bringing this message to the American people now for over 10 years. But our message keeps getting hidden under the mainstream media because it is such a simple solution. I will guarantee you that every state in the union today has 30,000 constitutional patriots in it, or more. If we would just come to the table and do what is required to support the reinhabitation process of the republic by adding your name to the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, the claim and interest, then we could stand our republic back up, we could have our jurisdiction, and we could have the jurisdictional authority to hold these traitors and perpetrators accountable for their actions. One of our dear friends and longtime patriot, Dr. Joseph Gibson, is on the radio with us tonight. Joseph, would you like to share some thoughts with us?
Well, I do, and talking and speaking with many, many different patriot groups and citizens of our country, for, you know, far and abroad, whatnot, in each and every state, the main question and concern that always comes up when it comes to the republic is the two different jurisdictions and engaging in the corporate de facto part of this. And they want to be citizens of the republic and live in peace and live free. So my main comment or question would be is, how can we not engage, or what kind of authority or lawful authority does the republic have when coming in contact with the corporation? What does a patriot do? What does a citizen of the republic do? How do we go about, you know, living peacefully? Because we are peaceful. We don't condone any type of violence. We're not trying to engage the corporation that way. But if we can't do it lawfully, then what other means do we have?
Thank you, Joe. You know, one of us individually can't stand against this industrial military complex. It's a new world order. It seems like that cards are stacked against us. But this is truly, in my humble opinion and the opinions of other studied scholars, the only lawful, peaceful way of reestablishing not only the republic, but what it represents, and that's jurisdiction under the Constitution, the original Constitution, not the UCC version, that is the international corporate law version. And so that's why it is so essential that we can't do it by ourselves, but one by one, 30,000 in each state, we can reestablish that jurisdiction. And once we do that, then the corporation doesn't have any choice. My mom told me, I brought you into this world and I'll take you out. And how many times have the patriots felt like taking out the corporation, but they just didn't know how to do it because there just weren't enough of them. They weren't organized enough. And I think that's the big conversation piece is organization. Quit bickering among ourselves. Every true patriot wants to go back to the Constitution. That's what we represent, is Constitution for liberty and justice for all. Our right to exist goes clear back to the very first treaty of the Americas signed, and that was with France, and it's called the Jay Treaty, and it guarantees us a republic in perpetuity. And once we reestablish this in standing and presented our case to the international community, well in excess of 100 countries up in those areas recognized us as a lawful government formed by the people, not the corporation that is governing this country today. This Northwest Ordinance, this re-inhabitation process, was not thought up. It wasn't some brainstorm by a bunch of disheartened patriots that was looking for a solution. This is our law form. This is how we do it. And if we don't do it because we would rather bicker among ourselves and find fault with the facts, then we're going to find that somebody else like the UN is going to step in and give us whatever government they want us to have. And we have spent 10, 12 years now kicking this thing around, hiding it under the bushel so that the American people can't get it figured out, attacked by the mainstream media and Obama and all these cohorts. And why would we be so attacked unless we had found the lawful constitutional solution? I do know, serving the people in the capacity that I do, that at one time, back when we were really rocking and rolling in the earlier days, we were just a few people away from being able to treaty as the re-inhabited republic with other international countries. That, my friends, would be a huge game changer, because now with those treaties in place, if we were attacked by the corporation, those treaties would come into effect, just like the Jay Treaty, or just like the rule of law, that if we don't have a government, then all these other treaties that the de facto has put in place, and now they get to call in their henchmen to give us what we want. So I find it frustrating in one hand, because it is so crystal clear as to what we need to do. This is how we do it. This is how we get there. This is how we can have the jurisdiction to hold these perpetrators and traitors accountable. But we have to do it by the rule of law, where it has no validity. David Hertler, would you like to comment on the subject tonight, sir?
Thank you, Governor Carpenter. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, educate and inform the whole mass of people. And that's what we're up to. That's the only way that we can preserve our liberty. We don't even have liberty in this country. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to educate the American people. Just for your information, the Columbia Organic Act, it was in 1870, that's 150 years ago, the federal government had experienced a private incorporation given a business name, which is unlawfully and strategically manipulated every opportunity under the circumstances of change in law form. And all the states in the union were formed as franchises or political subdivisions so that a new union in the United States of America could be created. And this new union, the corporate United States, all capital letters, was under the private rule of those private banking interests who privatized what? They privatized the District of Columbia through incorporation. Now, what does privatized mean? It means to transfer from public or government control or ownership to private enterprise. Listen to me, people. 150 years ago, don't you think it's time that we kick it in gear with the Northwest Ordinance? You know, here's what Daniel Webster said. History is God's providence in human affairs. Here's what he said. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world.
Thank you, David. It just is beyond me. And I know who the enemy is. It's not the corporation. It's the evil in this world that wants to keep us under their thumb, that wants to keep us enslaved. That's the enemy. And why these patriots? I do believe there are some. I believe that there are some that have the social media accounts, that have the ear for the American people, that understand the long play and the long goal is to get our republic back. And they hint around about it. But what about these other patriots that have the ear to the people? They're so busy talking about problems, and the Lord knows we got a lot of them. And there's a large litany that we can choose from. So let's quit talking about our problems. Let's quit feeling sorry for ourselves. And let's gut up and man up. Put on your big boy britches. And let's get the job done lawfully and peacefully. Representative Binder, I apologize. I usually ask you to open us in a word of prayer. But instead tonight, I'm going to ask you to close us in a word of prayer, that these seeds we planted would fall in good ground and that people would do their due diligence and take their republic back. I'll yield to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Governor Carpenter. It's an honor to close in prayer. Father of all creation, in the name of Yeshua, we pray. We thank you for all the blessings and miracles that you are pouring out, both seen and not seen by us. Strengthen us to be all that we can be today, Father. Even if we are in the face of adversity, we seek you and humble ourselves before your Shekinah glory. Bless our republic as we continue forward to re-inhabit America with our original, constitutional, rule of law, Bible-reading republic. Watch over our military, Father, as justice is served upon our enemies and by just court. We ask for a dome of protection that is impenetrable by the enemy around America, our military, and Christians and patriots all around the world. We pray for the end of child abuses and crimes against humanity everywhere on this earth. Amen, and thank you, Father.
Americans, welcome home.